Well, here we are. We just spent, that's quite a while, 3 hours, I guess, with Preston, with Mountain Physio. Explain what you do, right? Because yeah. I know how long you've been working on this. And I'm curious, once you explain what you do, if you could explain if like this table, let's say, you thought it was going to take this much time, would that be an assessment of the time it took? Was the whole table? Because it sounds like you had a lot more time into this involved than you thought you were going to.
Yeah. So, yeah, my name's Preston. My name's Dr. Ward. I'm a physical therapist out of Salt Lake. I do a lot of virtual stuff, work with Team USA, which is kind of cool. I've been able to shake hands with a lot of cool people, a lot of cool companies. Been on a handful of these podcasts, but I've been doing physical therapy with Mountain Physio for 5 years. Actually, 5 years this month right here in March. 5 years ago, I was in an archery shop in Utah. Some guy was complaining of shoulder pain that he'd never be able to shoot his bow ever again. He had to go pick up a crossbow, and we all know how we feel about that. If we've been shooting a bow, and I said there needs to be a specialist, there needs to be an orthopedic specialist, a physical therapist doing this, and so I started it 5 years ago. This project that we came up here to work with you guys with has been something that's been over 2 years in the making. So that's specifically the Mountain Physio Academy. And so yeah, you say this table is just a small section of what I thought it would be. It's now turned into this entire table. I mean, it took so much longer it takes so much time to make videos, as you know, and edit them and redo the videos and do them again. And my partners over here, they're nice. And they're like, our job's just to make sure you guys don't look, our job's just to make sure that you don't look dumb, Preston. Yeah. And I really appreciate that.
My team has the same problem. So I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it took so much time though, but it's been so fun, Aaron, to work on this project. It's a teaching platform. It's a healthcare platform, specifically for the mountain hunter, specifically for the backcountry athlete, really.
Yeah. It's interesting. Obviously just now with kind of where I'm at in my life, learning like one, getting older and bodies kind of breaking down, and then maybe your strengths would compensate for your weaknesses when you were younger, or maybe hide those, you know, that mask kind of starts slipping off, I would say. You had us run through a bunch of different tests earlier. Mm-hmm. Some of those I had gone through over the last couple months anyway, just MRIs on my knees. Yep. And I did anyway. It was funny because I can't say for sure, but like you tested us on a few different things, and I don't know that I actually won any of them. but this was like the eye opener for me, because if I went and did bench or deadlift or push-ups or, I mean, a lot of different yep. exercises, I would generally win. And when I say that, not against anyone, but like these guys, Dan and Kenneth, both were yep. just as good or beat me. Mm-hmm. But if we did all of those exercises, more than most likely, I'm probably going to win all of them. But then when you dig deep, I'm deficient in a lot of things. And so it was very interesting when you brought this up to me, because at that same time, I'm finding how screwed up I am, which yeah. is exactly what you're doing. So you really can see, not you'll see the person's strong points, but you'll see their deficiencies and make them better.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I call this a, why I call this a healthcare platform more than anything. Is my job as a physical therapist, like I said, I've been in this industry for a while now. I've been bow hunting my entire life. And so I know what it takes. And so when I was in that, archery range, and I said, someone needs to be doing this. My whole thought with this is like, this is a healthcare platform to really dive into the specifics of what it takes. So this scoring system that you're talking about within the academy, the whole premise is educate you on, for example, core strength or shoulder strength and mobility, and then test you specifically with tests that have been stratified in the research to say these are really good ones, and give people a specific number so that they can say, hey, you know, I'm 70% ready for this hunt. We call this our Mountain Physio Mountain Fit Readiness Score. It's a scoring algorithm to really make sure that your people are ready. So yeah, kind of fun, but weaknesses in some, strong in others. And certainly it goes through, you know, benching, deadlifts, all sorts of things. But again, what I'm trying to do is I want this more than just another fitness program, and I want this also objective data. That's why a lot of those tests use that handheld dynamometer to give good objective data.
Yeah, so, and I would add more, I don't want to say you're incorrect, it's your program, but I would say if you're listening in right now and you're manly men and you're like, I'm ready. Well, I can tell you I am ready personally to go on any hunt anywhere in the world, and I've done it. And I can also tell you I am broken. And so I don't want you to sell yourself, which I feel you kind of are, short.
Well, thank you.
Because when I say that, I can go hunt anywhere, but you've seen how deficient, I'm fucked up. Or we might have to edit that. I am messed up in a lot of different ways. And so what I've, you know, learned with this is like when you can fake with your strengths over some of your weaknesses, it's a longevity is getting taken away. And I think when I say that, that is me specifically. And so, because I have hunted all over, but now it's catching up to me to where if I would have done, had you earlier,
exactly,
while I did go hunt everywhere, I was running on borrowed time and I would, I mean, inevitably I'm going to have a shorter career on the mountain than I probably could have. And so just because I know how a lot of men think, women aren't as bad about it. You know, like I'm ready. I just benched 405. And I can tell you, like, I get it, but you're not. Or again, like, let's say, you know, you are going to find people's weaknesses. And it is very hard for men specifically. Like, I don't go to the gym. Well, I do now. Years. I didn't go to the gym, work out on my weaknesses. I wanted like chicks to look at my arms or my chest, right? I didn't like, hey, I'm going to go over here.
Curls for the girls.
Do the downward dog and the fire hydrant or whatever. But like a rubber band training for me didn't happen till mid 40s.
Yeah. And you just talked about that today as well, that you were saying, golly, just putting on the, you know, exercise band around your ankles and doing some sidestepping. Like you were surprised at how hard that was for you.
I had just bench pressed four sets of 10 or 12 of 225. I was making fun of Dan, like old man strength thing.
Yeah.
And then I do a sidestep and then I squat with my feet wide or moderately wide sidestep. It destroys me, but it's a weakness.
Yep.
And you do look goofy in most, I say this, but a lot of dudes, especially my age, probably not the first thing they're like, man, that dude's a badass. He's got a rubber band around his ankles. It's not the look you're really hoping for.
Yeah.
But that's also why I'm all screwed up. Right? Yeah. I should have done that earlier. So
And that's the whole premise behind this is targeted. I mean, longevity, I think, is the main platform for this healthcare platform, right? This program is longevity. People that want it, we see that now that people are wanting to hunt. And they're not drawing tags really until for 20, 30 years now. I mean, any elk tags now taking a long time to draw, deer tags, once in a lifetime hunts. People aren't hunting until they're, you know, 35, 45.
You save up the money.
Or you save up the money.
And go on some crazy expensive hunt and then you can't physically make it. That's even worse.
And even those hunts are now becoming so much more expensive, as I'm sure you've seen and dealt with, that. I had a client, I've had multiple clients this year actually reach out who are 55, 60 years old, who are like, I've never been bow hunting. I just picked up a bow. You know, I'm having a little bit of shoulder pain. Help me with that. I want to go elk hunting. I mean, at 60 years old, they're starting to pick up this sport of bow hunting that we've been doing for our whole lives. And it's cool. So if we can get on top of that early and this longevity piece, then their ability to be successful is going to accelerate and just, again, taking care of their bodies is going to be so much better that they're going to be able to spend it with family. They're going to be able to do, you know, family, friends, everything else like that, and they're going to take care of their bodies. And that should really be, I always say this, that the greatest investment we can make, we had this discussion too, but the greatest investment you can make is the investment you make in your health. You can spend a lot of money on good gear, and there's great gear out there, but, man, spending just a little bit of that on your health is super important.
Yeah, and I would say a lot of it on your health would be probably more I would be telling you, please say more. I mean, I'm a gear guy, right? So
yep.
I see what people spend on gear. When I say I answer a lot of questions. And when you look at nutrition out of the gate, it is a little bit more expensive and a little harder to eat healthy. You know, you got to have the knowledge base and learn about it. But Absolutely. You also, you know, a Big Mac, I don't know, whatever. I don't know. I haven't been there a long time. But cheap, right? It's cheap and easy, cheap and yep. easy. A little bit more hard work, or you have to have, like, maybe less taste buds. Meaning, if you can get away with pre-making chicken breasts and just eating that and tuna, which I did for years, you're fine. Yep. But making it taste good. But it is going to be more expensive to eat healthy, but you're going to live a better life.
Yep.
It is going to be cost some money to have a trainer, you know, your program.
Yep.
But when you were 40, 50, and 60, and you're still able to do it, that was a small amount invested into mm-hmm. your body in comparison to most guys will buy a new bow every year,
yes.
a new pack every year. And I own a pack company, right? And you don't have to do that. And or new boots or whatever, like things you don't need, or, oh, I better get this new sight. If you have that amount of money to do it, by all means, rub some funk on it and
yeah.
buy what you want. All of that time, though, won't get a gym membership. And in my case, I had three of them.
Yeah.
I never did yoga, never until recently just started learning yep. all of the things that you're focusing on, mm-hmm. which are now really my biggest downfalls and where I'm running into problems. So
yeah.
I can draw back all the weight I want. I can barely crouch down like slow pistol squat down a boulder field with my left knee.
Yeah.
And that has to be from the lack of what I have not been doing for yeah. 2 decades, 3 decades. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Interesting. When we tested you on that, we noted some weakness deficiencies through those hip muscles and stuff like that. And so those side stepping can definitely help with that. And so, I just think it's super valuable to invest that time, invest that little bit of money into your health and make sure that we're staying as healthy so that when push comes to shove and you draw that tag or whatever, then you're ready to go hike down those boulder fields. But
yeah, well, and it's just a better life in general. And
yeah,
that's the one
for
thing
sure.
like obesity is kind of a big thing mm-hmm. in the world. Well, not kind of a big thing. It's a problem, in the world right now. And then with that, if you meet somebody that, let's say, wants to go to get super fit, start yep. getting in the outdoors, start running maybe,
yeah.
and they go look at a pair of boots, and they're like, $400? It's like, well, I mean, it is your feet, and you walk
you
on those.
You do walk on
yeah,
them. You put like, a lot of miles on them.
The rest of your life, you'll walk on them. Like,
yeah.
That'll never go away. And so, but then they'll go spend, and again, if you have the money, I'm not talking mm-hmm, about that, mm-hmm. but they'll buy beer every night, or they'll go spend money on a car, maybe they
yeah.
didn't necessarily need. And so I think once you get older, which I am getting,
yep.
I see things like totally differently than I did.
Oh, for sure.
You know, back, you know, I mean, even 10 years ago, it's pretty crazy. But when your body starts falling apart, you start to really look at things differently.
Yeah. So. No, we're seeing that exactly with the Academy is that it seems like when you're in your early, you know, 20s, we'll say, or, you know, teens even, people are pretty resilient.
Yeah.
They could absolutely benefit from this because of the knowledge base, but they're going to bounce back from an injury pretty quick. Now, when we get into our 30s, 40s, 50s, those are the people, you and I, that are feeling it a little bit more when we do some, maybe we don't even do something wrong, but we put some, you know, heavier weight in our packs, or we're feeling it in our backs or our hips or just waking up in the morning or anything, right?
Yeah.
They're definitely the people that benefit from something like this to have that guidance.
Yeah, and one thing I am happy with, obviously, like with Dan, who's, you know, filming this, obviously works here, super close
sure.
friend, and Kenneth, which are they're significantly younger than I am, is if they listen to like 20% of what I tell them, I'll consider it a victory because I didn't listen to that much when I was
yeah.
younger. And so them being able to see me kind of broken at times or like had a foot problem here or whatever, that's hopefully like kind of relaying to them of like, hey, don't walk down that same
yeah.
path. And sometimes overtraining, I would say, is another big one. I don't know. I think I can't say for sure, but I think Dan's pretty solid on training and sleeping well. I would say mm-hmm. Kenneth is probably going to be a victim of overtraining. I don't. Would you?
I would agree with that.
Yeah. And the thing is, I overtrained, right? And
yep.
so especially lifting. So like tendonitis, you know, that's
yep.
a big problem. And those are things you cover, you talk
exactly.
about specifically. And so that's also sometimes you need somebody to say, hey, I bet you like to run, but,
dial
you know, yeah, maybe pick up a bike or go swim.
Pull the reins.
Yeah,
pull the reins back.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. Those overuse injuries, I think that's all part of this, is like making sure that we're training correctly, targeting the right muscle groups, more than just, you know, strength training, but mobility and cardio and everything. But then also within this, there's that rehab and the recovery piece, where we talk about stretching, we talk about flexibility, we talk about overuse injuries, to be able to prevent those with specific exercises, techniques. I obviously do a lot of soft tissue work, dry needling and scraping and cupping, and we have new scraping tools that we've developed and have some patents out on that, which is pretty exciting. Some cream, other things like that to kind of help, that you can put in your pack that's simple enough to help you, or heck, on your desk if you want, to help you if you do come across some of those overuse injuries, but kind of a fully comprehensive program. So that's what's really exciting about it.
And I think I posted probably, I don't know, a couple, 3 years ago on Instagram, may have been more than that, but at the gym, and I had Voodoo Floss, two yep. foam rollers,
the TheraBar.
Yeah, I've got them all over, yep. all these. And I took a photo of it on the gym floor, and I said, what happens when you don't use these things early?
Early, yeah.
And I had a bunch of people message me. I'm like, these, right now, if I was to give advice, and yeah. I'd be curious to see what you say, mm-hmm. At a younger age, you probably aren't going to need dry needling.
Yeah.
I mean, you might, but I don't think I did. Maybe occasionally, but
yep.
I would say yoga would be one thing. If you go to the gym, or when I say yoga, stretching of some sort, yeah. You should put as much effort into that, or close, as you do into strength and conditioning. Yeah. So if you are at the gym an hour a day, I feel you should be working on that, which I never did, mm-hmm. for 30, 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? Because I am not a doctor.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I would say, like, if we look at the data, I mean, there's some really good recommendations that everyone should be getting for knee health, back health, cardiovascular health as well. 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise a day, a week. And so you can go on a two-hour, you know, moderate to vigorous intensity ruck hike or hike, and then a little bit more, and you'd be good throughout the week. But ideally, it's usually every day, but 150 minutes. So some cardiovascular stuff, excuse me. But I think that yoga thing for sure is really important, to put a piece of, so whether it's the exercise bands or some mobility and flexibility, if we look at PT in general, it's very much, I'm going to say, yoga driven, where oftentimes we're either using, you know, sometimes body weight. There's definitely a strength training portion, but just like flexible, even like we were talking pigeon pose and different types of poses are super beneficial, which we cover in the academy specifically, of like, these are the things that you got to do for longevity. There's actually a really interesting study.
Well, I'm going to add a little bit to this. So like when I said rewinding, we didn't have anything like you yep. do back then, right? And so when I say yoga or obviously a physical therapist or physical therapy, like rewinding to a 32-year-old me working construction and hitting the gym probably 400 minutes a week and cardio.
Yeah.
I not once thought, you know, I should grab a band and walk across the gym pointing my toe
you were squatting, doing some deadlifts.
Yeah, pretty much. And so when I say that, I shouldn't say necessarily, like, you definitely worded it better, yoga. You should work on functional fitness and mobility core training more than just lifting and cardio.
Yeah.
And I didn't word that great, because nobody's going to go do stretch for, you know, 350 minutes.
No, yeah.
But even sitting and watching TV, I started to get to where I would work on those stretches for my IT band.
Yep.
But if I was doing those before I had IT band issues, I highly doubt I would have had IT band issues, and they did not go away quickly. Those are the kind of things I'm talking about. But you go over all of that in
all
the course.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and that's the whole benefit of it is, like, the cool thing about the course is later this year, right now we're working on a few other expansion packs, I call them. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be getting launching one specifically for knees, ankles, shoulders, kind of more body region specific.
Yeah.
But absolutely, you're right there that a focus on, like, if you look at a lot of my Instagram and things like that and what I prescribe to a lot of patients, a lot of it is band work. A lot of it is those things. The reason why is because it works. Like, it really, it keeps people mobile, keeps them strong. Now, there's definitely those people that need to focus on deadlifting and squatting. And so that's why we cover that. And that's an important piece of this and just building up that muscle. But there's certainly those pieces that we got to take care of, the band work and just those pieces of the puzzle that are, we're going to say, less sexy, right? They're not the sexiest movements, we'll say, but they're the movements that really help.
Yeah. And I, again, I mentioned it earlier, like, you never, you know, grab, you know, two or three guys and head to the gym and say, hey, we're going to go throw around a pile of weights and do, you know, what's today? All right, we're going to do whatever. The standard was forever was, like you said, bench press is the first one. What do you bench? Yep. Right. And then I would say squat is probably more limited because nobody likes doing legs, right? So it's usually bench, deadlift, then squat. Mm-hmm. Even more so than that, whether you're doing like one arm dumbbell rows or like I used to do, I did a ton of push-ups, pull-ups, like basic kind of body movement mm-hmm. exercises as well. But that's stuff that's sexy, right? That sells really well. You're not going to have three guys say, let's go grab rubber bands and we're doing a rubber band routine. But that is this thing, inevitably, probably when you're 40, you should have been doing far more than bench pressing.
Yeah.
Workouts now are totally different.
Yeah, even a few days a week, adding some of that routine in there would be extremely beneficial for the younger crowd is what I'm saying, like your 20-year-olds, right? It'd be extremely beneficial to just learn those things. And that's why, again, I'll kind of keep harping on this program and stuff, is learning the education. It's very much educational driven, where we talk about the anatomy, the physiology, and why are you doing this exercise? It's because we want to get you better in the mountains, but it's also because we want to prevent, you know, XYZ down the line.
Yeah. Well, and how old are you now?
35.
Gotcha. So like the one thing that I have found, and you're old enough, not talking down like I'm 70, but like we're both old enough right. that we know there's a book called Atomic Habits.
Yeah.
I would strongly suggest everyone, especially if you do not have your shit together, to listen to Atomic Habits. It's actually what I talked about, how I've actually can function now with ADHD. That pretty much says somebody should start your program at 20 years old.
Yeah.
Because you are putting the building blocks together for basically a not great functional fitness life, or you're starting early. So even though you may not need it then, and you're only doing it maybe a little, it's part of your daily habit.
Correct.
And in that way, when you're 40, you're not like me, and the first thing I think of is I'm going to go do push-ups. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm going to do pull-ups. I'm going to do abs. At no time was I like, you know, I'm going to start, you know, maybe doing a little more stretching and some mm-hmm. band and foam rolling. If you start that early, it is an atomic habit. It is a habit stuck with you forever, just like lifting. Yep. Rather than me, you just show up, and again, we talked about it, you know, bench, arms, back that day, whatever. I mean, love lifting, but again, that's why I think you should start really, or probably I would say people should focus on it more than even you're saying, because they probably won't do it unless they start early. Yeah. So, yeah. Because I tell you, I did not.
You're absolutely right. And that's what we're seeing, which is kind of exciting in the industry. I think in general, people want to get out there, hike, be active as they can, but they're feeling it now.
Yeah.
So when we were at the expo and we launched this, there was so much excitement from a lot of individuals and coming up and saying like, hey, well, I definitely want that. This is exactly how it's going to help me. And so that's what's exciting is there is a lot of excitement about this, of, again, different than just any other training program. The nice thing about this, and you and I talked about this, but within every membership to the Academy, again, we can kind of go back onto the, like, for less than $3 a day, you can have the lifetime membership, which is an amazing value there. But just in general, making that small little investment will help out tremendously.
Yeah, and I'll add some context to this. how many people do you know each day say, I hate, you know, I mean, when I say this, not you, but like whether you're in an office job or you don't even shoot a bow, right? You don't even hunt, but like you're at construction site, man, I have plantar fasciitis. Hey, what should I do? And you have the New York Taxicab Driver Association giving advice. You need to do this and take a Coke and roll your foot on it. No, it's probably in your calf. And I would bet none of them are doctors.
Yep.
Guaranteed, because I do the same thing. But I always try to, which you've heard me say several times today, but I am not a doctor because I have given really good advice and I've given advice that's not so good. Yeah. And so when you have that, or you know what, I can't hardly lift my arm up over my shoulder. It's popping. Okay. Rather than, in a, you know, you go to the doctor.
WebMD, anything like that,
Yeah. And some of that's good advice. And then sometimes you go to a doctor and they give you really bad advice. Yep. And not all doctors, there's some really good doctors out there. Yep. Some doctors are definitely pill poppers. They're just going to throw some pills at you, depending upon what's wrong. What I have found as I've gotten older is, one, like everything that you're teaching, and then two, diet. You can heal almost anything with a little bit of diet. And a little bit of exercise and fitness rather than a ton of drugs. In the world we live in now, I don't know if you would agree with it, is definitely the eat some pills and don't worry about your diet and don't worry about exercise.
Yeah, there's this, I'd say yes, I agree with that. There's an interesting shift, I guess I'm going to say, where we're seeing so much more data support physical therapy. And just like you said, exercise, movements, diet, nutrition, healthy eating, some lifestyle changes, probably some good proper sleeps in there as well. Like you can heal up a lot of things. The body is pretty dang resilient to heal itself up. And then you have a lot of people who deal with, now there's issues, things like pain, chronic pain, which we have a module on that specifically, because that's a really real thing that's really difficult for a lot of people. And so that's when they start going, you know, to the pharmaceutical management because they just want something, a quick fix. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, like the best forms of treatment are the ones that you have to put work into. So even like I do dry needling and cupping and, you know, scraping and all those sorts of manual therapies, manipulations, mobilizations, everything. You can go to a chiropractor, you know, massage, all those different things, acupuncturist. A lot of them are very similar, but those short-term treatment techniques are going to help for just that, just the short term. But if you can really invest into an exercise or a program or just in exercises in general, you're going to see so many more benefits. And so that's kind of a fun thing.
Yeah, no, and I mean, obviously we don't live by each other, but the guy, Mitch, we see Fremont Physical Therapy. That's where I go for dry needling.
Nice.
The thing with that is, like, I'll get my forearm dry needled. I've ripped my bicep off, and so I got some goofy crap going on in here, but it's basically tennis. Wait, which is the top one?
Yeah. Tennis elbow, archer's elbow.
Yeah, really. And that's just shooting a bow a lot. Exactly. And so he just works with me. Like, you'll even see me sitting where I'll have my hand because he'll have me do different stretches and, you know, basically, anyway.
Yep.
Working on those different things because he'll tell me the same thing. He's like, I've gotten a lot better at it as I've gotten older because he'll dry needle it and then tell me what to do. And then he'll give me some recovery things. And now I'm seeing him once every month, where before I'd be in there frequently, like a couple times a week, not just for the same issue. Yep. But like that was, if you don't do what your physical therapist says, it's not going to get better. It'll be a Band-Aid on a bullet hole type of a thing.
Yeah.
That's hard for young people to learn. I mean, including me, I was the worst. So,
yeah, I think when we're talking about this, like lifestyle changes, it's hard for people to change, especially hard for young people to learn, but it's hard to make those changes. It's hard to get up and exercise. It's hard to put bands around your feet because, again, it's not that sexy exercise. But
that book, Atomic Habits,
to check it out.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of come out of that like, and I listened to all kinds of goofy books. Like the first time I told people I listened to the Five Love Languages, I had a lot of people make fun of me, and then I had a lot of people that made fun of me come back and be like, that helped my marriage. I'm glad I listened to that. It's the same thing like with Five Levels of Leadership, Atomic Habits, things like that. You know, when you're not going to come out of there and be the best human ever, but you'll be a better human.
You'll be a better human.
And the thing is like when you work on all of those different things where you're working on nutrition and you're seeing a physical therapist, working on your body, working on your mind, you do have to focus on, I mean, it is a difficult thing to do, at times, you know, you really do have to make it become a habit or you will not, will not do it.
Yep.
I mean, now what you don't want to do is at the precipice of falling apart, jump on the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You're 50 or like a little under 50 like me. And so now I'm kind of like, okay, I'm not going to lift today. I'm going to stretch for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet if I would have just added that in again 10, 15 years ago, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be in the position now where I'm in the gym stretching for an entire hour, hour and a half because I'm so screwed up. So if you're listening, young people, listen to somebody who's done the dumbest shit possible to their body, especially on the hunting side of things. I would definitely get this program because it is going to help you a lot. When you first started talking to me about it, I'm like, yep. I'm checking a lot of boxes there. Got a lot of problems. Sounds good. So yeah, it was interesting and exciting for you to tell me what you were doing or you guys were doing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. It's been fun to come up here and show you guys about this and stuff. We're excited to have you on board. It's a really, like I said, so much time and effort has gone into this, more time and effort than I thought imaginable. But for that very reason, we wanted this to be really good, professional, and it looks good. The videos, there's over 100 videos. Then there's about 60 plus videos of just exercises. We have an app associated with this. And so when people subscribe, they'll also get, our annual and our lifetime subscriptions, get an annual health assessment with me. So we jump on video chat, and kind of go through a health assessment to see. So
one thing I wanted to ask you with that, because it's about $1,000 for a year.
Yeah, for the lifetime. We have our introductory rate right now, as we have a large promotion going on for $499. So for $499, you get all that, and you get that annual evaluation as well.
But they could just pay you more if they want to talk to you more, and. Somebody had asked me that, and I'm like, I don't, because I was telling people about what you're doing, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. I would imagine you could probably pay him more, because I was like, why? And they're like, well, what if a few different scenarios? And I'm like, okay, well, you could, you're in Utah. He could specifically drive to see you, because the one thing you find out, it's like, you know, when somebody finds God and it's helped them, they're telling everybody, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Same thing like potheads. They seem to all get along, right? Well, once somebody kind of comes out of the closet that they're falling apart, it seems to be the same thing. All these other old farts that have abused their body are like, hey, buddy, can we be friends?
Yeah.
And then you start to kind of like, hey, what's going on with your, what's happening? So me specifically over the last year, speaking about this, I start to learn how broke down all the people that either friends of mine or, and so I guess what would your suggestion be? If they are obviously by you, they can come see you, get the program, dissect things. Would it be smart of them to potentially say, okay, you know what? I've learned this. This is helping. I've got a lot, but I have this one specific thing. Go to a physical therapist, get dry needle, have them help you out with that, and then go back to the program. Because I can tell you the physical therapist is not going to be able to go through all this stuff in your program.
For hunting.
For anything, really. But yeah, but if you find something during your program that's a bigger problem than what maybe, it may need more work than stretching, should they go? I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, I
totally, I see what you're saying, 100%. There's about four other physical therapists that work with me that I've kind of partnered with across the country too. Mm-hmm. So we're building that up, which is exciting. If you're in Salt Lake, absolutely come see me. The best thing would be join the Academy, subscribe. With every subscription, again, annual or lifetime, they get a free, part of that cost is a free evaluation with me, I'm going to say. So they'll go through the program, go through some of these tests. What I'm encouraging everyone to do is go through all the testing and then find their weak points and then say, hey, I want to use that phone a friend. I'm going to, you know, turn in my evaluation credit, basically, we'll call it. Then they schedule that appointment, which we can easily do in the app and everything. And then we can say, hey, let's sit down like this, you know, virtually we'll do it.
Yeah.
I see clients across the country, even into like New Zealand, Australia, Europe and stuff. So globally, really, which is pretty exciting. But sit down and say, hey, let me add up your score. Yeah, you are deficient here. This is where you got to focus on that. So that's kind of a cool, it's really a comprehensive, I want to be that healthcare leader. So then if they need something to kind of target what you were saying, if they're like, yeah, you'd really benefit from some dry needling or some cupping, let's get you in touch with this specialist either here that I know or someone in your neck of the woods. And I'm totally fine doing that.
Gotcha. And the only reason why I bring that up is this is your profession and you're probably not as broken as some.
Yeah.
And then people who have been broken a while, it's amazing what you can get used to. And then when they do your test, there's probably going to be a fairly large amount of things they're screwed up on.
Yeah.
That is going to be not overwhelming, but okay, like triage. What do I hit first? What do I hit next? And then the next thing is going to be if, you know, you do the consultation or their one-time checkup with you, if you're like me, one's not going to be enough.
No.
Putting it in context, you're not going to be able to go to a physical therapist tomorrow and do everything your program does. Yep. Well, you could. You'll be broke as shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what's an average an hour with a PT at $150?
Yeah, $150, $175.
So you'll be broke as shit. Like, if right now I would I told you what the bill was for the one.
Yeah.
And that was a three-month.
Yeah, that was.
It was $7,800 for three months.
It was costly, actually. I need to get on that.
That program, yeah, no kidding. So, but like once you do this, you learn your deficiencies. I mean, I would say you need to find whether you go to a chiropractor, which I'm not a huge fan of chiropractors, but a physical therapist, a specialist, you're going to need one you become comfortable with and understands you. Would you agree with that?
I would, yeah.
That seems to be extremely important because like when you walk in and say, hey, I just packed 150-pound, you know, elk out, my calves hurt, my lower back's pretty stiff. And can you patch me up? I need to get back out there. Yep. They're probably going to look at you at horns coming out of your ass.
Yep.
And especially if they're anti-hunting.
Yeah.
And I've had that happen before. Yeah. So doing your program, deficiencies, getting advice from you on what to do, because it will be like for me, this came on all at once and I didn't know what to do. When I say all at once, my knees hurting, shoulders are good.
Yep.
I've got torn meniscuses. My lower back was pretty stiff. I went and saw the knees over toes dude on YouTube.
Yep.
He's not exactly the easiest dude to understand, right? He can breathe kind of hard when he's talking have you ever listened to him?
Mm-hmm.
Great advice.
I was watching him, I think, last night.
I mean, it seems like he has great advice on certain things, but there's not like a roadmap of success.
Right.
And when I say that, like, I'm like, well, fuck, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
So wait, I poke my toes up against the wall, like with my heels on the ground. I start there and then walk backwards down okay, what do I do after that? I mean, it's not roadmapped. You've roadmapped it, I guess, is what I'm getting at. So.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what this is a roadmap. And I like what you say there. This is a roadmap to set you up for success, whether you're, you know, a hunter. I'm obviously a major hunter, bow hunter, so definitely there's a big archery section in this. But hunting in general, a backcountry enthusiast, athlete, anything like that, it's going to set you up for success. It's designed to take you through just that, a roadmap to set you up for success for hunting season. And I think there's actually some really good studies, Aaron, that support like finding a specialist that knows you and your sport. Then because they know you and your sport, your chances of success go up significantly. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what this is I want to be that specialist for hunters, backcountry athletes, so that when I like the word that you said, of triaging, right? They come to me and they say, man, I got knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain, all sorts of things, but I'm going on a hunt, you know, to BC or wherever it is in 2 months. What do I need to do? We need to triage, and maybe we need to do this first.
Yeah.
And the quicker people jump on this, the better, because it does take you through, you know, a 12, 14 week program with 365 days of this app usage for exercises. And so you can constantly go back to the videos and all sorts of things.
Yeah. And the only thing I guess I would just make sure and add to this, because obviously like on my end, once I kind of got going, I could, you know, the end wasn't near. I just had to get on top of things or whatever was, again, stay diligent. Like the triage part of like, hey, you might not be able to run anymore.
Yeah.
Swim. Right, if you've got knee problems, or you know, like slow things down, but you'll help out with that as well. Like
100%.
you'll know what exercise to do. Mountain biking might be a thing because your knees are bad, shoulders are bad. Well, what you might want to do is, and again, like you go over all of this, once you learn the actual deficiency of the portion of the shoulder that's a problem, how often do you see somebody, which is all the time online, hey, my shoulder hurts, what should I do?
Yeah.
Or what should I do to strengthen my shoulder to draw my bow. And then I watch and they're cross drawing. I'm like, oh shit, that's not good. You know, so you help with all of that. Do you cross draw?
No,
he pointed at you.
No, we've had some conversations. He says he'll send me some videos. Hey, you should talk to this person. They're cross drawing, and that's actually, I'll tell you, 100% of times when I test people, when I test them with that test that we tested you with, and their rotator cuff is weak. Their rotator cuff, hands down, is weak, and it just puts you at a more comfortable position.
Yeah.
Whereas people feel like they're more vulnerable here. But, anyways, I think to answer that, like, 100% finding those deficiencies and then really targeting that is what this is all about. So I don't know if there's another question in there.
Yeah, no, I think I'm good. I think we beat the horse to death enough. It was just interesting. Obviously, this is happening when, you know, same time all these, the wheels are kind of falling off for me. Because in 5 weeks of NBC, like getting after it hard, you know, when I got back, my left knee was throwing off the gate of my right knee to a point, you know, it was bad enough. And then I had arthritis, things like that, whatever. And so it was one of those things where the gate's getting thrown off, which will cause IT, back problems, knee problems. I mean, I'm literally like, okay, I need to just not do shit.
Yeah.
Figure this out, right? And then, again, Googling that is a nightmare.
Yeah. That's what we're, that's what you mentioned is Googling that. And I cringe when I see these people, and we see it a lot, and I kind of think that's maybe one reason I started this platform, my business, Mountain Physio, was because you were seeing people, I'm going to say without credentials, and you probably see that a lot. I know you do because we were talking about that.
I'm one of them. I've given advice without credentials. I said that earlier, and that's why I'm like, okay, I'm glad you're here now. Yeah.
But giving advice without credentials, and I'm not just saying like a degree, and I hate to even throw that out there, but ultimately, like, you can give someone advice to, you know, exercise and strengthen up their knees, but what if it's not the right thing for them because they have a meniscus tear with a bucket handle tear, and they're actually getting some pure locking in there? Well, maybe they don't need just quad strengthening. Maybe they actually need that further assessment or an injection. And that's where you need to have a healthcare provider, such as myself, kind of guiding that. And that's why I've developed this. So kind of maybe one of the thoughts was I developed it to kind of to get on that soapbox. I hate to say that because I'm just a regular dude, but I also really care about people getting the right evidence and the right exercises. And so that's why it's really important for me.
Yeah, no, I get it. And again, like, I think once people get the soapbox thing, I said, when you first find God and it's helped you.
Yeah.
People tell everyone to an annoying level, right? And when I say that, meaning like, hey, this, you may not need help. You may be doing fine.
Yeah.
The thing is like when you hop on that soapbox, when it comes to fitness and your body being screwed up, it's generally going to come through, ring through a lot clearer because somebody's like, Jesus, that sounds like my knee. Yeah. Or I am fat and I got to eat better and my lower back hurts. People hear it. So there's not enough people shouting on the soapbox for me right now. I would like more people to shout more and especially on the whole body, not just strength.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. I saw on Instagram the other day, which is, this is where you see a lot of it, right? Is these proclaimed experts, and this kid, he's definitely a killer. He kills a lot of things. And he said, you know, do this one exercise, this will fix your back pain. And I started thinking, I'm like, we got to be very careful with claims like that because that's just not true.
Yeah.
And so then you may injure other people. But ultimately, I mean, the whole point of this is I want to, you know, build that platform, and we did, and that roadmap to keep people healthy, to give them the education and the tools now. And then if you do feel like you're too far gone of, you know, 55, 60, or however old you want to call that, whatever old number you want to call that, you're not, we can still work with that and build that up and get you doing the things that you love. So it's exciting. I'm excited to have you guys on board. I'm excited for Kafara. You guys, it was great session today and everything. Great discussion.
Yeah, no, I appreciate what you guys, what you're doing, and obviously you guys coming up here and definitely getting the word out and, you know, partnering up on a lot of things because, like you said, I was laughing or whatever a second ago where I'm like, I've done that. I definitely don't say anything stupid like that because I have heard those statements, do this, it'll fix whatever. But
yeah, be careful, yeah.
Yeah, but get, you know, getting people on kind of the track or that roadmap you have will help out a lot. So, dude, I appreciate you coming on and you guys, your team coming up here. And We'll have this announced at the beginning of the show, but you said you were cool doing Kafaru 24 discount code for memberships.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to do Kafaru 10 for a discount code.
I said 24. Is this 2024?
2024. Kafaru 2024. Maybe there'll be a Kafaru 2025 discount code. We'll come back up here, but Kafaru 10. And yeah, no, I'm excited because I think getting the word out there, and we're excited about this program. There's been a lot of excitement, and we appreciate you and your knowledge base. And what I think was, we were talking, actually, my team, as we were coming up here, a lot of our objectives, a lot of our, I think, values align as far as educating. You do really well. You do a really good job, Aaron, at educating people on, you know, packs, whatever it is, equipment and stuff, which I always appreciate. I'm a consumer of that, and it's always been very good information. And so that's why we're excited to have Kafaru with this partnership, because I feel like, you know, it's symbiotic for sure.
No, it's good. And I'm falling apart at the same time. Pretty much. So it's a win-win all the way around. Yeah, exactly. So perfect. And Dan and Kenneth will be falling apart in a few short years. Exactly. So we can help them ahead of
time. Less falling apart now.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully. So, well, cool. All right. Well, everybody, Aaron, thanks for tuning in. And you guys, thanks for coming up.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.